of the year.
And that lets you save...
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
What's going on out there, all you exploring mind and body fanatics? Thanks so much for tuning in. To the new listeners, to those that have been with us for a while, especially those that who've been here from the beginning, I can't thank you so much for your support. Things are rolling along here. We're booking up interviews for a month or two in advance, which is super exciting for me. We have more holistic nutritionists coming on, authors, and I have some Olympic athletes booked in as well. So that's definitely a big thing up here in Canada. And as you know, the show's tagline is naturally improve your lifestyle. So we're moving forward in that direction. If you missed out on last week's show, that was with Nicole LeCoursier, and we talked about putting yourself first, so check that out. And today's show is no different. We have another exciting guest that actually hosts his own radio program down in sunny Southern California. He's been on air for about 12 years himself, and he's been a vegan for 29 years. And that's the topic we're going to discuss today. So I couldn't be happier to have Bob Linden on air with us, who's going to help us learn about living a vegan lifestyle. So I hope you enjoy the show. Stay right there. We've got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Bob in the intro. We're excited to have him on the show. I can certainly learn a thing or two from him, but today is all about living a vegan lifestyle. Without further ado, Bob, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much, Drew. I appreciate the invitation to be here. I'm happy to talk to your audience about going vegan. I've actually just now hitting my 30th anniversary of being vegan. And my radio program is just commemorating its 13th anniversary on air.
That's fantastic. Congratulations for those accomplishments.
So you know you can live at least that long as a vegan, right?
That's good news. Well, before we jump into it, I mean, you talked about how long you've been a vegan and what you do on air. What else do you do? Give our listeners a chance to understand more about who you are and where you're coming from.
Well, I mean, my background was... In professional radio, I was a program director. I lived all around the country in major cities programming radio stations. But I was also an animal rights activist. Actually, like most people, I grew up eating meat, dairy, fish, and eggs. And then when I was in college at the age of 19, I had my own apartment. I was cooking on my own, and one day I looked down at my frying pan and I noticed that there was somebody's body in the frying pan. I grew up in New York City, so I really didn't know the origins of meat, really. I mean, as far as I knew, salami grew on a salami tree, and peas and carrots came in a can. And so that one night, the chicken was not a nondescript round patty. And I looked down and said, you know, I don't think that this bird volunteered to jump in the frying pan. I mean, we tell ourselves that the purpose of animals is, you know, that they're here for us to eat them. Well, I don't think they know that. And I looked down and I said, I don't think I can eat animals anymore. And at the time, I was getting engaged to a woman whose father was a butcher. My future ex-mother-in-law was yelling at me saying, you know, you're going to die if you eat like that. You know, and apparently she's right, but it may be a lot further into the future now, now that I understand the health benefits of being vegan.
Veganism is not, I don't think it's mainstream. Like, I think there's a lot of people and a lot of niches doing it, but a lot of people are still, don't know what it is, or they're just, they just don't understand it. How was it back then?
Oh, yeah, I was, I mean, we didn't even know the word vegan. I think I was vegan before I knew the word vegan. And at that time, there were some experimental vegan cheeses out there that really tasted awful, you know, but I would try them every 6 months or so to see if they improved, but they hadn't. When I finally discovered tofu, it was like, wow, this is amazing. There's actually... like a high protein, you know, great textured food item, you know, used for thousands of years that, you know, takes on the flavor of anything. But now the whole world has really advanced toward veganism. I mean, right, I often go and have done my show from a vegan grocery store in Rancho Cucamonga in the Los Angeles area in Southern California. The store has 6,000 vegan items. So anybody who wants to have burgers or hot dogs or ice cream or butter or, you know, whatever, yogurt, it's all there now in a vegan variety. So the world has really come forward in that regard. And, you know, some people even advance to a more natural level where they take it to eating, you know, more raw foods. But it's, you know, the real world of food turns out to be fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds. That's real food. I've come to, you know, realize that. If you look at the work of Caldwell Esselstyn, MD, at the Cleveland Clinic, he's been bringing people back from the dead, basically, with a vegan diet. Bill Clinton has gone, well, what he says vegan, I don't know, it's hard to say sometimes because sometimes he says he eats eggs or fish.
Part-time vegan.
But he did claim to go vegan, and it did save his life, you know, and as a vegan, people always say to you, the first question is, well, how do you get your protein? Vegan foods are rich in protein. Everything has protein. Broccoli has protein. Bananas have protein. So, and if you're concerned about protein, get a vegan protein supplement if that concerns you, you know, but I really did this, for the animals and, everything else seems to be an added benefit, you know, the environmental benefits. I, as a vegan, need 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food in a year, according to the Stockholm International Water Institute. And the meat eater requires 320,000 gallons of water. So I'm saving over 300,000 gallons of water in the food growing process, or 32 vegans can be fed to one meat eater. So, you know, it's really a call to action right now. And this is very surprising to me. I never thought I would grow up and be a vegan talk show host or be a vegan or vegetarian. But that word has been compromised now. So I can't even use vegetarian. Vegan is like fully vegetarian or 100% vegetarian. No animal products whatsoever. But the dairy industry, the poultry industry thought, well, we can laugh all the way to the bank and call something lacto-ovo-vegetarian. People still consuming animal products, not doing anything for the animals, their health, or the environment.
Let's get into that when we come back. We do have to take a quick commercial break. So when we come back, let's talk about the different kinds of vegans or vegetarians and your perspective on that.
This segment brought to you by Complete Truth Protein Powder. Live free, live true with whole natural foods. No additives, no preservatives, and soy, gluten, and dairy free. Supplement with superfood to energize your day. Visit CompleteTruthProtein.co for more.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. We're with Bob Linden, and we're talking about a vegan lifestyle. So, all right, Bob, so one of the questions we were going to address here on the last segment is, I'd like to talk about different forms of vegans or vegetarians, or, you know, when people do different kinds of diets, there's always a different kind of angle, and you never know which is the real one.
Right.
So, I mean, vegan is pretty simple. It's just no animal products, correct?
No animal products. So I wouldn't consume meat, dairy, fish, or eggs. I don't consume honey. Nothing that comes from an animal. No secretions, you know, milk. I don't consume any of that. So no animal products. And so I consider people either vegan or non-vegan. You know, vegan or pre-vegan. But vegetarians who consume animal products, I really consider the same as meat eaters. Someone who's a lacto-vegetarian consuming milk products, cow's milk products, you know, might as well be eating a steak. And also, so no egg products either, and no honey, because so that's from bees, and so that's fine. And then also, so that's a vegan diet. More of a vegan lifestyle is I wouldn't wear leather, wool, silk, or fur. And I make sure I don't buy products tested on animals.
So where do you get your products from? Is it difficult to find vegan clothing, for example?
They're everywhere. So it's no problem. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt right now. There are many shoes that aren't made of leather. There's a great website called veganessentials.com that has many products. I mentioned Viva La Vegan Grocery. .com, over 6,000 vegan items. There's a chain of vegan groceries opening in Europe now called Vegans, with a Z at the end, in Munich, Germany. I mean, it's a worldwide movement. People can go to the website for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org.
So it sounds like there's a lot of different outlets that you could find to help you live a vegan lifestyle.
Absolutely. And it's going mainstream, so regular supermarkets have lots of the vegan meat, you know, the sausages, the cheeses, they're very delicious, really. VeganKit.com, which explains a lot of how to get started on going vegan. And I've been doing my show for 13 years, so if people go to GoVeganRadio.com, there are hundreds of archive programs there, too.
Okay, so I'll put those links. I'll get those links from you, or I'll grab them from the show, and we'll put them on the show notes that I'm going to release as soon as the show airs. But let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear your perspective on maybe for beginners, like how can beginners go ahead and start to live a vegan lifestyle? Because I hear that often. I hear a lot of people, they want to maybe go more vegetarian or work their way to vegan and even being a raw foodist. But maybe you could, when we come back, can talk about the beginner steps to being vegan.
Sure.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Bob Linden on talking about living a vegan lifestyle.
Exploring mind and body with True Forms, True Tadia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, True Tadia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
All right, we're back on Exploring Mind and Body. This is episode number 131, and it's a vegan lifestyle with Bob Linden. So, Bob, what is the very beginner steps to going vegan?
Well, I think that people shouldn't be afraid of vegan food. I mean, often people say, oh, that's rabbit food, or, you know, I mean, you've eaten vegan food before. You've had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You've had bananas, apples. You've had oatmeal. But now, instead of using cow's milk, explore the nut milk that you might like. There's soy milk, you know, and if you get soy or corn, make sure that they are organic. But people like soy milk, almond milk, rice milk. So you can move over to those things. You know, you can have steamed vegetables over rice. You could have pasta with tomato sauce. I mean, you can just Google vegan recipes, I mentioned vegankit.com, also PCRM.org. Just make it fun and explore. You'll be amazed at you know, the wonderful foods that are there that you've been eating already. You know, I mean, you've had fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds before. Now we're just a matter of making it fun, really. So much international cuisine is vegan. The hummus of the world, the Asian foods. I mean, there's so much great vegan food out there. I'm going to the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim next month. I mean, there are just thousands and thousands of vegan products, you know. But, you know, you can saute vegetables, put it over rice, make great vegetable soups, sandwiches. I mean, go to vegetarianhouse.us. It's a great vegan restaurant, and look at the menus there. You'll see it opens up a whole new world. We have the best food, the best thing you ever do. It'll really make you happy to do it.
So it sounds like you just need to look around and, you know, make an effort, just like the clothing you talked about earlier in the show, or living that vegan lifestyle. You really, there's resources in stores and online, the World Wide Web. There's a lot of different avenues and outlets that we can use to live a more vegan lifestyle.
Right. Vegan chefs are winning competitions on national TV shows. I mean, the food is really that good. You know, it's great.
Right. Okay. Well, Bob, I wish our show was longer. Maybe we'll work towards an hour show like yours. But
I'm up to 2 hours now.
You're up to two hours. Okay.
People can listen live on Sundays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific time if they go to goveganradio.com and click listen live, or they can listen to the archives on the website there too.
Okay, so that's where we'll direct people from the show notes. And then if they want to get a hold of you, if they want to find out more information, they can just head over to goveganradio.com?
Yeah, goveganradio.com. I'm also on Twitter, @goveganradio. And, I look forward to hearing from any of your listeners who are interested in going vegan or have any questions about it. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's do it. The World Watch Institute scientists said to stop climate change, at least 25% of us have to switch over to a vegan lifestyle to save the world. So if any of your listeners would like to help save the world, let's go vegan.
May as well start now, right?
Today, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, Bob, thanks so much for your time. It was really a pleasure for you being on air and in the radio and your experience with vegan. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing some of your knowledge with our listeners.
Thanks for inviting me, Drew. I really enjoyed it.
After we lost Mom, I was worried about Dad living alone in that big house, but I couldn't imagine him being happy anywhere else. But then Jenny, our comfort keeper, helped to make things right.
Across the country or across town, comfort keepers like Jenny provide in-home care for just a few hours a week or on an extended basis.
Serving Red Deer in Central Alberta, 347-3730 or reddeer.comfortkeepers.ca.
All right, so that was Bob Linden on living a vegan lifestyle. He's definitely a busy man, and you can tell he's passionate about a vegan lifestyle and what he believes in. So I hope you enjoyed that show, and I hope you got some tips on maybe how to go more vegan and how to learn how to live a little healthier, maybe without animal products if that's something you want to do. But as always, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you do have any questions or comments, you can head over to exploringmindandbody.com. This is /vegan lifestyle and show number 131. So you can head over there, pick up some show notes or resources that Bob listed, and we can go from there. On the next show, we have Misha Harris on, who's a holistic performance coach. And as you know, or should know, I heavily believe in the holistic natural approach, and we believe in a lot of the same things. So that's the interview I very much enjoyed as well. So hope you enjoy checking that out. But that's all we got for you this evening. I can't thank Jamison Brown enough, the show's producer, for fixing all the mistakes throughout the show. Thank you for tuning in. And that's it. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.